start your day of the Torah way in northwest London. Thursday, Isru Chag, 11th of Tishri, 6th of October. Rabbi Benny Blau Schlitter, Tzila de Mehemenusim. This week's Torah way has been sponsored for the outside of Mrs. Chana Klein, Chana Bas Rav Avraham HaKohen Oleh HaSholem, whose yard site will be on Friday, on Shabbos.
Good morning, with Kvittel, Rishus, my father, Chalat Sibur. There's a famous medrash, Vulhadov, Shtet Velekachtem Lechem, B'yoyim HaRishoyin. What's that? B'yoyim HaRishoyin, Yoyim Rishon of what? Says the medrash, Yoyim Rishon Lecheshben Avoinus. It's the first day of Nochyam Kippur, after we have a Mechilis Avoinus. It's the first day of Cheshben Avoinus. Lots of Mepharshim ask, why is it, was epis between Yom Kippur and Sukkos? No one does, unfortunately, any Averus or any Chatoim. So, various approaches. The Torah says, probably the most famous reason, that between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, everyone's busy. People are busy with mitzvahs. We're buying Arba Minim, we're buying Sukkos. Probably before the days when you could just click and collect your Arba Minim in about 60 seconds. But upon him, people are busy with doing mitzvahs. So Avada, the Gemara at the end of Megillah, says, Tana Rabbana, Moshe tikin lehem li Yisrael, she is shaylim v'doshin, ben yonish al yomtuv. We learn that from the Pasuk of Yadav Moshe, es miyadi Hashem el b'nei Yisrael, Pesach b'Pesach, Atzeres b'Atzeres, and Chag b'Chag. And Moshe was mesakun that we should darshan in yonay yomtuv, on yomtuv. And the Gemara in Pesachim says that it doesn't just mean on yomtuv, it means even shleishim yoyim, Kodem HaChag is supposed to already discuss the and be dorish the upcoming Yom Tov. So Avada, this is the Chayra Chelik of what the Torah is talking about, that people are busy with mitzvahs, besides for obviously buying the Arba Minim and building their sukkahs, also discussing the Yom Tov, learning the halachas of the Yom Tov, Zichah also a Chelik of that. So I'd like to begin with a question. Now bear with me. You may think I've gone senile, but let me start with the following question. Famous question of the Beis Yosef. Why is it that on Chanukah we light 8 nights nearest Chanukah? Aye, the Nes was only for 7 days. Vos Epes 8 nights. Many, many terutzim. I won't go through all of them, don't worry. But there's one interesting teretz, which I've probably never heard of. I had never heard of it till I saw it. And it's brought down from a controversial source. So I'll try and connect the Yom Tov in another way. But the Sefer Chashmonaim, Sefer Maccabeim, various controversies exactly who wrote it, was written by Goyim, by Yidden, the source of it. But the Sefer Chashmonaim says something very interesting. He says that because of the Milchama that year, with the Greek army, with the Greeks, the Klal Yisrael couldn't be Oile Regel. Klal Yisrael couldn't come on Sukkos to be Oile Regel, V'smachto lifnei Hashem, Shivas Yomim. They couldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah. So Memele, after the Nitzachon against the Yevonim, they had the Beis HaMikdash back. So they came all to Yerushalayim for 8 days to be Yetzer, to be mashlim, this mitzvah of a smachta lifnei Hashem. Interesting approach to the connection why Chanukah is 8 days because of Sukkos. But to quote a more accepted Makor, the Rekeach says in Parashas Emor, after the Torah goes through all the Yomim Tovim, the Pasuk says, V'yikcho ilecho shemen zayis zoch kosis lamor. You should take light the menorah with shemen zayis zoch, pure olive oil. Says the Rekeach, we learn from shemen zayis zoch that we should light Neiros Chanukah with shemen zayis, with olive oil. And lahalis neir yarechas aneiros, the pasuk carries on. He says, lahalis neir, we learn from there that we should paskin like Beis Hillel, that we should increase each night and go in ascending order of lighting neiros. He also says the rekeach, that we see from the connection of this pasuk to the psukim of Yom Tov, and specifically the last Yom Tov, which is Sukkos, which is written in the Torah, that the same way that Sukkos is 8 days, so too Chanukah is 8 days. As I state the rekeach.
So it's a 7 day, just a week.
Sorry? Saying Sukkos is better than 7 days. I guess it means Wishmini Atzeres. Okay, Atzeres, yeah. We also find other connections. According to Beis Shammai, we go faket, we descend in the number of candles we light. Because Keneged the Pori HaChag of Sukkos, seemingly interesting connection. So what? Sukkos, Pori HaChag, they go down, therefore Chanukah, we go down. Like, why are we connecting Chanukah and Sukkos together with that? Other halachas as well, we know that a menorah lemala me'esrim is possible because it's leshol to be'ena, a person can't see over 20 amos, and we learn out from Sukkos that a sukkah lemala me'esrim is possible. What is this connection between Sukkos and Chanukah? So, I'd like to begin with a question that many Mepharshim ask. The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Yud Aleph in the base brings the machlekus between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva. When you sit in a Sukkah, the pasuk states in Torah, it says in the Torah, Leman Yedu Torah Seichem, Ki Besukkah Yiseishavti Es B'nei Yisrael. That's the Makor. We sit in a Sukkah because of that, l'man yidu deir seicha. Machlekes between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva is the reason we sit in a sukkah as a zecher for the Anani HaKavod. Rebbe Eliezer holds that it's a zecher for Anani HaKavod, the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu protected us in the midbar, the big nest of the Anani HaKavod. We sit in a sukkah as a zecher for that. Rebbe Akiva is chaluk. Rebbe Akiva says, no, the zecher is for Sukkos mamash. The fact that Klal Yisrael built sukkahs in the midbar, and that's why we sit in a sukkah. And then the Mepharshim asked the question, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we're celebrating, we're remembering a huge ness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the midbar 40 years. Of course, it deserves the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. But the fact that Klal Yisrael built themselves huts in the desert, why does that warrant this mitzvah, this zecher of sukkah? Okay, there's many approaches. Some say faket, it's a zecher betzem fi yetzias Mitzrayim. It's just the sukkah is going back on the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But the kasha stands. What is it about the sukkah that we have to, the zecher of the sukkah? So let's go back to Chanukah for a minute, if you'd excuse me, to answer the question, this question on sukkahs. The second most famous question on Chanukah is that there's a din of tumah hutra b'tzibur, right? If the whole tzibur, if all you have is something which is tumah, you're allowed to use that b'tzibur. So the question is, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a nes b'chdi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a nes for no reason. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make this nes of the shemen lasting for 8 days? They could use tumah shemen. What's the need to use, to make this nes, and that the shemen should last for 8 days? Another question on Chanukah, as you know, the milchama of the Chashmonaim against the Yevonim was a ragtag group of people, a tiny bunch of people fighting the Greek army. And there too, one can ask, how could they even ponder going to war? How could they rely on such a huge nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save a tiny group of people fighting probably the biggest army of the day? I think we can answer these questions. We'll begin with the Beis Halevi in Parashas Miketz. The Beis Halevi, he brings a medrash. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftachoi. Praises a person who places his trust in Hashem. And that's referring to Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik was a big Baal Batochen. The pasuk carries on, V'loi pono al rehovim, and it's going back on the beginning. Praises a person who trusts in Hashem and doesn't turn to rehovim, to influential people to help him. Sha'al yedei she'omar l'sar ha'mashkim. Again, it's referring to Yosef, because he told to the sar ha'mashkim, kiim zichartani v'hiskartani, that you should mention me to Paroi and try and save me. Therefore, he got punished, and the toisi floy shtei shonim. He got another 2 years in jail because of that. Now, the obvious question is, what's going on here? Was Yosef HaTzadik Mr. Big Baal B'tochen, that the Pasuk saying, Ashri Agever, Ashisom Hashem Miftachoy, it's referring to Yosef HaTzadik? Or was he maybe not such a big Baal B'tochen, because we see V'loi Pono Arehovim, is referring to Yosef, that he was punished for asking the Sar HaMashkin to intercede on his behalf. Says the Beis Halevi, he explains like this. He says, of course, we're all expected to do some sort of ishtadlus in life. We're all expected to work. The pasuk says, "Uvirachcha b'chalash etaseh v'osafta degoncha v'siroishcha." Many psukim hanig behem mini derech eretz. The Gemara says many psukim that says that, of course, the expectation is that a person works to earn a living, and there is some sort of ishtadlus that one has to do. However, the question arises: how much ishtadlus should one do, and how much should one place his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Beis Halevi, the answer to that is very subjective. He says, kafi, dependent on how much betochen you have, dependent on how much you can say, okay Hashem, I've done the work that I need to do, I now place my trust in you and I'm sure you will help me with the rest. That is how much ishtadlus you should have. In other words, if a person fools himself and says, you know what, I'm just going to not do anything today, I'll trust in Hashem, but the whole day he's sittering and he's worried that that's not betochen. Betochen means that I trust that I've done enough ishtadlus, and now Hashem will help me. If I've got less betochen, then I have to do more ishtadlus, and slowly work on my betochen until I have to do less ishtadlus. And says the Beis Halevi, somebody that's marbe be'ishtadlus, yaisa mekefiha nitzruch, somebody that does more ishtadlus than what's necessary on his level, Oinshoi, his punishment, is, Hashem will say, you know what, if you think you have to do more ishtadlus, I'll make you do more ishtadlus. But if you are confident and you can trust me with doing less ishtadlus, then you can do less ishtadlus. In other words, it's very subjective. Therefore, says the Beis Halevi, we can answer this question. Yosef HaTzadik was in such a high level of betochen, he had so much trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even something as minuscule as asking the Sar HaMashkin, please mention something to Paroi, what did he do already? This person's about to be freed. Yosef HaTzadik just helped him out. He knows that he's close to Paroi. You know, you'd be crazy not to ask him. Afilo Achra says the Medrash that Yosef was on such a high level of betochen that even this small amount of ishtadlus wasn't appropriate for Yosef. So punkt vaket, we see from the fact that Yosef got a punishment for asking the Sar HaMashkin, that shows Ashri Agever, Asher Som Hashem Miftachoy, that shows on what darga Yosef HaTzadik was. I once heard a drosha in Rosh Hashanah for a Nissen Kaplan from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted, I believe, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a very interesting Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara says there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael 1 year, and Rebbe was Geizer at Tainis. It didn't rain until Ilfa, says the Gemara, went up to the Omud, and Ilfa said, Mashu Varurach. The Gemara says the wind stopped. Morit Ageshem, the rain started to fall. The question on this Gemara is, L'chayra, if Ilfa's coming and asking Hashem to please bring rain, and he's saying the wrong thing, why is he saying Mashiv HaRuach U'morit HaGeshem, which is part of the bracha of Shvach? We're praising Hashem that he brings rain. L'chayra, what should he have said? He should have gone to the Amud and says, V'sein talumat olivracha. He should have said a bakasha. Please Hashem, bring rain. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that the teretz is, that somebody like Ilfa, who is on such a high level of betochen, that he trusts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mative, and Oyom Chesed Yibona, Hashem will give us rain because Hashem wants to give us rain. And he trusts that with all his heart, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, The biggest form of bakasha, so to speak, the biggest, the best way for Hashem to bring rain is by Him saying, I trust you will bring rain. You are the mashiv of ruach umarit hageshem. I don't even have to ask it as a bakasha because I trust it with 100% certainty that you, Hashem, will bring rain, and that's why the rain started to fall. Now, the Mekor, I saw already the Nefesh HaChaim discusses this Yesoid that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Ulochein be'ez Kriyas Yamsuf. He says that by Kriyas Yamsuf, we know that Klal Yisrael davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, Ma titzak Eloi, Dabi El Yisrael ve'Yisrael, tell them to go into the Yamsuf. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Omar hu yisparach l'moshe, ma titzai ke loi dabi el b'nei Yisrael v'yisou. Rotsu loimar, dobididu talia milsa. It's dependent on you, on them. She'em heimo yiu betoikef ha'emunu v'habitochen. If they would be betoikef, the quintessential, the best amount of emunah and betochen possible, v'yisu ho'loich v'nosoya elayom, they would simply travel into the sea trusting Hashem will split the sea, somaych libom lo yira, and they wouldn't have any fear, and they know that Hashem will help them. Me'oitzem bitchoinom shevada yikara lifneim, from that betochen that Hashem will help and split the seas, oz yigmuru alidei zeh hisoirus lemalo, that will cause hisoirus lemalo, sheyasa lehem anes v'yikara lifneim, and therefore Hashem will cause a nes and will split the sea in front of them. That's this yesod, that if a person trusts Hashem will help me, and I place all my trust in Hashem, then Hashem will help him. And therefore, just answering the questions on Chanukah first, we asked, how could it be that, two questions, first of all, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make a nes? And secondly, how could they go and attempt this suicidal war? And the answer is that one question answers the other question. In other words, the Chashmonoim were on such a high level of bitachon. They believed that all we have to do is what we can do. Our minimal level of ishtadlus. We know that the Yevonim are trying to be ma'avir das, they're trying to stop us doing mitzvahs. So therefore, we're going to melchama. All the odds are stacked against us. That's our ishtadlus, that's what we have to do. And therefore, Taka Hashem saw that's their level of betochen, and Taka they had the betochen, they won the melchama. Therefore, so too, by the oil, as we said, midah keneged midah, as we know the Gemara famously says, Reb Chanina's daughter, she had no oil, and Reb Chanina told her, man, biti ma ich bislach, why are you so worried? Mi sha'om al Hashem en v'yidloik, hu yoy melechaymetz v'yidloik. He, as an Hashem, who says that oil can light, vinegar can also light. And therefore the Chashmonaim said, listen, we have one flask of oil. We are convinced we have to do our ishtadlus, we have to light this flask of oil. We're sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make this oil stay lit. I once had an unbelievable story which illustrates this point. Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zichet Tzadik Levracha, the Rav of Yerushalayim, he was a very poor man, like the rest of the old yeshuv, didn't have two dimes to rub together, as they say. And one day his wife comes to him and he says, listen, I'm so sorry, and I've put up with it till now, but there's no bread on the table. We need food, we have nothing to eat. And Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, okay, he gave a krechts, he left, he put on his chalatel, his kaftan, he put on his hat, and he left his apartment in the old yeshuv. Where is he going? He didn't know. He starts walking down the street. As he's walking down the street, he looks down and he sees this shining, I don't know if it was a dirham or a lira, I don't know if anyone knows the history of Palestinian currency, but he sees this coin lying on the floor. Expensive coin, this. So what would most of us do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unbelievable, thank you so much. And Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld looks at the coin and he bends down and he gives a krechts and he picks it up and he says, Oy, Bezeh asa pecho toich alechem. Bezeh asa pecho, it's a klala, I had to go, I had to leave my apartment, stop learning, I had to close my Gemara, to walk a few yards down the street to find this coin. And Pshat is the Chari, this Pshat, the Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld, was, he believed Hashem's going to take care of him, no matter what. So Nebuch, he had to do this bit of Ishtadlus, he had to leave his house and walk down the street. But for him, for who he was, that was B'zeh HaSapecha Toich HaLechem, that was what he had to do to get his Parnasa. Now going back to Sukkos, Rabbi Avraham ben Agrua, on his Pirush in Tehillim, says on the Pasuk of Ki Tzbineni B'Sukka B'Yoyim Ra, we say in the David Hashem Ari V'Yishi, Ki Tzbineni B'Sukka B'Yoyim Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards us in the Sukkah B'Yoyim Ra. And he says that this Pasuk is referring to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, when a Yid after Rosh Hashanah and after Yom Kippur, he feels this tremendous Kirvas Elikim, Kirvas Hashem, he feels protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings out a tremendous sense of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the Rishayim already say on the mitzvah of Sukkos, on the Ma'an Yidah Dereseichem, the Rashbam says, he's better coming to answer this kasha. What's Sukkos Mamush? What's this all about that we're sitting in a sukkah? And he says, because after the season when everyone's bought in their produce, and it can cause a person to say, as the Pasuk in this week's Hedra says, that people, they Baruch Hashem, they're comfortable, and they lose sight of who gives them the Parnasa. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you've got all your produce, when you're feeling comfortable, come out into the sukkah, come and realize that everything comes from me, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and place your trust in me. The Gra also says on the Pasuk of in Shir Hashirim, Moshcheni Acherecha Norutza, Havieni HaMelech Hadorov Nagilov Nisim Chavach. Says the Gra, Havieni HaMelech Hadorov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into his cheder. Says the Gra, Kavyochel, on Sukkos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us into his bayis, into his room. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, come into my house and let me place your trust in me, come into my house. That's what the Gra says, Pshat, in the Pasuk is. And therefore, Taku the Zohar, the famous words of the Zohar says, B'shat ha-debarnosh yosef b'medura d'tzoledim ha-musa. And the time when Kal Yisrael are sitting in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Zohar carries on, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is purus, he's purus his wings over us, Kaviyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're in my house, I'll look after you now. Many more Makaris, as Emes says, that the whole period of Yom Neiroim is compared to a Chasana, and he says that a Sukkah is like the Chedi Yichud, and the 7 days of Sukkah is like the Zayni Mei Mishte, all corresponding to the fact that it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are sitting in a Sukkah. And the Sforim say that the Anani HaKovod and the Sukkah each represent different things. They say Anani HaKovod, as we said, represents Ness, represents the fact that we were in the Midbar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought these Anonim to guide us, to protect us. A huge Nes. Sukkah represents Teva, he says. Sukkah represents, what is it? It's a physical structure. But even though it represents Teva, it represents the most temporary, weak Teva possible. In other words, we just build a Sukkah, we build this light structure, and that's, as we said, that is the hishtadlus that we do. We build the sukkah, and the Anani HaKovod represent Nes. The Kaf HaChaim says something very interesting. The Kaf HaChaim says that this machlekus, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, they're not really arguing about whether they're not arguing in pshat. They're both maskim. They were Anani HaKovod. And they both agree that Avada Klal Yisrael built sukkos. The whole machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is in the Mashmu'usa Dekra. Right? What is the Pasuk? If you medayik the Pasuk, what is the Pasuk talking about? On the one hand, Rabbi Eliezer says, it says, Hoishavti. It's Mashma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoishavti. Not that you sat. No, I placed you there. So it sounds like it's something which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Anani HaKovot. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it says Leman Hidurisik and keep a sukkah. Mashmah is talking about a regular sukkah. It doesn't say Anani HaKovod. So the Kaf HaChaim says the whole argument between the whole machlekes of Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is simply in the Mashmu'us of the Krah. But of course they both agree that there were sukkahs, there was a sukkah, and there was an ani hakavod, and I've added it to zikr for both of them. And therefore that actually explains why the Torah, he actually, when he talks about the mitzvah of sukkah, he brings Rabbi Eliezer. It's a zikr for an ani hakavod. And many ask a question on the Torah, I don't understand. We've got a klal, machlekes Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiroi, the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Right? So why are we paskining like Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason is an ani hakavod? And the Torah says, because it's not be'etzel machlekes in what? They both agree to each other. The argument is, and Pasha has to be medayik the possible. But Avad Rabbi Akiva agrees, there's also a zikr for the an ani hakavod. The Nachas David says something very interesting. The Nachas David says that the reason why a sukkah needs to be tziloso meruba mechamoso is, he says, because the shemesh, the sun, corresponds to teva. The sun's always shining. It says yom v'layel lo yishpoi, so the sun's always shining. The sun corresponds to teva, something which is always there. So it says the Nachas David that on sukkah the avoid is to break out of that teva. Sukkah the avoid is to sit under the tzeil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that everything ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to place our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the avoidah of sukkahs. And that's why if you sit in a sukkah where there's too much teva, there's too much shemesh there, therefore the sukkah is a sukkah pesula. So if so, we can now explain, going back to our original question, and we asked that according to Rabbi Akiva, we sit in a sukkah, the zeicha, sukkahs mamash. What's this greater zeicha that we're remembering the fact that Klal Yisrael built a sukkah? And the answer is very posh. The answer is, we're not celebrating the fact that we built a sukkah. We're celebrating the fact that all Klal Yisrael did was they built this sukkah, they built this weak temporary structure. And like we said, of course, Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. That's also a zeicha for an aniyah covered. And the vault is that we're celebrating the fact that with a small, tiny amount of ishtadlus, we just built this weak, temporary structure, and after that, we place our betochum, we place our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He will look after us and be megan on us. Ishtaka b'zeicha, this Yom Tov, Rachman Yochum Dov, the Sukkah Stov, Tanya Foles, we should sit in the Sukkah Shev Yosem, b'yom b'meinu, amen.